A federal appeals court in Boston ruled unanimously yesterday that the controversial Defense of Marriage Act is unconstitutional as it discriminates against legally married same-sex couples by denying them the same federal benefits afforded to heterosexual couples. You remember the Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA, defined marriage as the union of one man and one woman. Joining us now, Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent, to talk more about this. And Todd, this is a law that the Obama administration quite famously refused to defend. What happened?
Correct. 1996 law signed by President Clinton, by the way. The First Circuit Court of Appeals in Boston, Celeste, ruled that a key part of DOMA is unconstitutional, the part that says people who are gay people, lesbians, or gay people married in states where it's legal, and there are eight states, don't have a right to have those marriages recognized in federal benefits, filing joint tax returns, spousal benefits, and things like that. It did not address two other key parts of DOMA. One, it did not address the question of whether there is a constitutional right to get married if you're gay, did not address that issue. Also did not address the issue of whether states that have banned gay marriage have to recognize marriages as legitimate if they're gay marriages in other states where it's legal. Those questions off the table. So just that narrow issue of federal recognition.
And where does this go now? I mean, is there a chance? You said it was signed by President Clinton, but he now supports its repeal, as does the original sponsor, Robert Barr.
This is going to the Supreme Court. That's where everybody thinks it's going, including Celeste, one of the main advocates for repeal of DOMA, Congressman Barney Frank. I sat down with him yesterday to get his take on this. Barney Frank, famously gay congressman, getting married in July, who has said that repealing DOMA is one of the most important things that can happen for gay rights. Listen to Barney Frank.
I want to start with maybe some news of the day. Just today we're hearing that the First Circuit Court of Appeals in Boston, right in your neighborhood, has ruled the Defense of Marriage Act, or at least significant parts of it, unconstitutional. I'm interested in your reaction. You're obviously a longtime foe of that law.
Well, I'm pleased but not surprised. And you're right, it is not the whole law, but it is the only operational part. Part of the law was Congress purporting to tell the states whether they had to or didn't have to recognize same-sex marriages performed elsewhere. There's no way the Supreme Court would have enforced that as a mandate one way or the other. But the operative part was the part that said that when a state recognizes certain kinds of marriages, as states have always done, the federal government will bestow certain rights and privileges on one set of those marriages and not on others. And a very good lawyer named Mary Bonanno and a very good organization that she runs, Gay and Lesbian Advocates and Defenders, said, no, that violates fundamental American equal protection doctrine, which says you have to have a very, very good reason for disadvantaging one group of people vis-a-vis another. It's the argument that the president adopted when he said he wouldn't defend the Defense of Marriage Act. A district court judge, a Republican district court judge appointed by Republicans, said that's unconstitutional to do that. And we've now had a unanimous First Circuit Court agree, and I think this is one that's likely to find the Supreme Court on the same side.
Now, you have said recently that you thought that the president's announcement that the administration would not defend DOMA, which administrations through the Solicitor General generally defend the laws that are on the books, it's their job, that his decision to not defend DOMA was a bigger deal than the president saying he's personally for gay marriage.
For two reasons. First of all, it seemed to me the one presaged the other. But in terms of the impact on public policy, the federal government, through the executive and legislative branches, doesn't decide who gets married. That's a state matter. When the president said it state by state, he was simply expressing the fact. Now, it is conceivable that the Supreme Court might say that no state had the right to do that. But as a matter of policy, of the elected branches making policy, there's no role for the federal government vis-a-vis marriage except in the Defense of Marriage Act, which said you can get married if Massachusetts says you can, you two women, but we won't let you share Social Security. We won't recognize that in joint taxes. We won't allow you inheritance and other benefits of marriage. And so when the president opposed that, he was taking a step against the only part of DOMA that has binding legal effect. And that's why I did think that was most important. Secondly, and it's a narrower, in some ways, technical point, but a very important one, he said that going forward, as far as he was concerned, the federal government would take the position that you could only justify discrimination against people based on sexual orientation or gender identity if you had a very, very good reason. That's the general translation of the phrase level of scrutiny. In American law, to justify a distinction between people based on race is virtually impossible, as it should be. To justify a distinction based on gender is not as hard as on race, but it's hard. To justify a distinction based on economic activity is easy, as it should be, because those are matters of policy. Until the president made his announcement, the federal government's position had been that it was as easy to justify discrimination against gay people as it was against people's economic activity. And he said, no, we're going to elevate the status of gay people and transgender people to the point where you cannot discriminate against them unless you have a very good reason. And he said, in the case of the Defense of Marriage Act, there's no such good reason. So it was that combined thing that made that so important.
Now, we're sitting here in your office in Congress, and you are part of the institution that is the defense of last resort, essentially, for DOMA, because Congress, through the Speaker, is, in fact, still defending DOMA. Obviously, you don't support it, but it seems to me there's a bit of an irony there.
I don't see it. But there's an irony in the fact that I'm a member of the Congress. I'm now in the minority. I was in the minority when they voted for DOMA. I mean, that irony escapes me. I feel like Sheldon on The Big Bang when they talk about sarcasm. I guess I don't get it. I'm a member of Congress. I'm very proud that the Democratic leadership, there's a five-member committee that votes on what the House will do with regard to legal cases. The three majority, two minority, and the vote was 3-2. The Democrats voted strongly against it. So the part of the Congress that I influence is very much where it should be.
Celeste, one interesting part of this, Barney Frank himself getting married in July, his husband Jim Reddy, under House rules, because House Republicans are still defending DOMA, will not be a congressional spouse. Jim Reddy will be a designee in the House of Representatives. So Barney Frank's own marriage still being affected.
Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent, thanks so much. You can actually hear the entire interview. There's a much longer interview that Todd conducted with Congressman Frank, and we'll air it later this month. Thanks so much, Todd.
My pleasure.